Hello, everybody. This is Bible teacher Mark Browning, and I'm coming to you this morning from the studios over at KWCD. I believe we're still KWCD. And I used to do this all the time, but we got wise and we started just sending over Bible lessons that we did in person because it had more of a of an anointing. It had more of a feel with it when you're in front of people. But I do enjoy coming over and doing this every once in a while. I'm doing this because we are out of town during the July the 4th weekend, and so we didn't have a service on July the 3rd. So I'm coming over and doing this live and in person. And so I'm hoping that my regular listeners are tuned in. I want you to know that we just completed a thing that we started on Facebook. We completed it on Facebook. We haven't quite completed it at church, but we went through all the epistles, which are Romans through Jude. And I shared a verse, or sometimes more than one verse, out of each chapter in these epistles, and it was 121 chapters. And I went back and looked, and we started it on February the 28th. So we went through that process and got 121 chapters put on Facebook that then got shared through the Life in Christ Ministry Facebook page, and then several people then would repost on their page. So let me give you some information. If you just happened to be tuning in this morning and you thought you were going to be listening to Kenny Chesney or Tim McCraw or Willie Nelson, I'm about out of names because I don't listen to country music that much anymore. But if you were just tuning in thinking you were going to listen to country music, you've caught the radio program by Bible teacher Mark Browning. I've been doing it for many, many years. We have a pretty low committed following, and people have I hear from people all the time about how they've listened to the program. And some people, I don't expect you to sit here maybe and listen to it for the full 50 minutes. You may be on your way to church. You may be just accidentally listening because you tuned into the country channel. But for whatever reason, I'm glad you're here, and we're here to share the Holy Bible with people. The thing that motivates and drives me is that I spent the first 19 years of my life without any real knowledge of the Bible. I became a Christian. I was gloriously born again back in July of 1978. I became a Christian, and then I got introduced to the Bible, and I found out how many wonderful, glorious things are in it, and I want everybody else to know all these wonderful, glorious things. And so the cool thing about what we did through Facebook and on the internet was that you can then see these verses and you can go look them up and read them for yourself and get acclimated to the wonderful things in the Holy Bible. So couple of pieces of information. We have a website. It's called Life in Christ Ministries. And the way you get to that website is www.lifeinchristchurch.net. And you can see a picture of me and my beautiful wife, and you can see a picture of my wonderful assistant and his beautiful wife, Brian Booker and Leslie Booker. So that's a website. And also on that website, you can look up any sermon and any Bible lesson we've given, and you can listen to it by audio. Now, the other thing we're doing, and this is exciting too, is Bryant, who's really good about technology and things like that, we're actually recording these services through Facebook Live, and you can actually see the services through Facebook Live and in person. Personally, for me, I don't really care if you look at me. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to hear what I'm presenting, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So lifeinchristchurch.net is our website. You can find me on Facebook at Mark Browning. You can also find Life in Christ Ministries Facebook page, and we'd love for you to join up there. You can go on my Facebook page and on the Life in Christ Ministry Facebook page and see all the verses we've shared through the epistles and read some stuff and learn some stuff. The other thing that is on the Life in Christ webpage is our statement of faith. And I think it would be very interesting and very enlightening if you spent some time and read our statement of faith. About every year, or at least every 2 years, I will reteach our statement of faith so that people know where we're coming from. Primarily, we're a little different than most churches. We don't teach the sovereignty of God. We don't teach that God's controlling evil. We don't teach that God is doing evil things to people. We believe that God is good, that his mercy is everlasting, and that his truth endures to all generations. We believe that man fell, that Adam fell in the garden. Adam and Eve fell in the garden, and Satan became the god of this world, and he is called the evil one. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. And Jesus said he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said he came that we might have life, and that we might have that life more abundantly. Now, there's no doubt that bad things happen. There's no doubt that horrible things happen. But we don't think that God is using evil to somehow cause good to occur. There's no evil in him. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above. James chapter 1 comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by evil, for God cannot be tempted by anyone, and neither does he himself tempt anybody. So he's not involved with evil. He is actually the final authority. He's the final word. He made from one blood all the nations of men, all the races, everybody's been created by God. White people, black people, brown people, red people, yellow people. And ultimately, we all have to stand in front of him. But right now, in our world, it's controlled by Satan. 1 John 5:19 says, we know we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And again, I know there's been tons of people that have gotten upset about this and don't like hearing this, but it is the truth. I'm telling you, friends, God didn't do bad things to you. He loves you. He wants you to have a prosperous, healthy, happy life. And the way to do that is, first of all, get acclimated to the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ, who he sent to redeem us from this present evil age. He sent him to redeem us from this present evil age. It's just amazing to me how simple that is, and how yet so many people want to fuss about that. Anyway, the other thing that I want to say is that I'm over here today doing this program on June the 30th, and you're not going to hear this on the radio till July the 10th, but we'll be going through the July the 4th celebration, celebrating the birth of America back in 1776. And I want to say, and I'm going to say some things today that's going to be controversial, and it's going to get some folks upset, but we got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. And God's put me in a position where I can say these things because we're not bound up by any denominational council or anything like that. We're just here to give people the information in the Bible. And that's why we went through this exercise of going through the epistles, because I want people to know what's in the Bible. I want you to find out and gain access to the information in God's holy word. So we're celebrating, or we just celebrated, the 4th of July. And I got to tell you that I am 63 years old, just turned 63 in June, first part of June. And I have never seen our country get so far away from Christian values and Christian principles. It's just shocking to me how quickly we've gotten away from the things of God. And I realize now, and it's a sad thing to say, but it's true, I realize now there's actually more non-believing people than there are believers. And even people that claim to be believers. Now, listen to me very carefully what I'm going to say. Even people who claim to be believers don't really hold the Word of God to the same level of esteem that we used to hold it in. It used to be, no mistake about it, if the Bible said it, that settled it. And, you know, you didn't have any debate about it. If the Bible said you shouldn't kill, then that was the end of it. If it said, you know, that you should, that God made a man and he made a woman and he didn't make an it and he didn't make a they, he made a he and a she, that settled it. But through the process of time, and because Christian people, and I believe this sincerely, in America, Christian people slowly but surely began to give way and allow the secular demonic world that's controlled by the devil. See, 1 John 5:19 says, we know we are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. We know that. And so through the process of time, we've gotten further and further away from Christian truth and Christian reality. And there's just been a spirit of Antichrist that's overtaken the world and actually overtaken the United States of America. You see it in our politics. You see it in who we've elected as our president. You see it in who runs our country, the things we do, that they don't really base anything on what the Bible has to say. They base it on political power and on pleasing a certain segment of people that really hate God. And again, I know a lot of you don't like it. I know I've had some radio programs and I've had people get mad at me, especially during the last presidential election. But I tried to warn everybody and tell everybody what was going to happen, because you've got to have Christian values and you've got to have morality at the core of what you do in order for us to be successful. And so I'm going to share with you today out of the Bible and let you know today that I am not going to allow the secular demonic world out there to call me a bigot because I don't agree with some of the things that they're trying to put off on the American people. I just saw it today before I came over here. I saw where some person in the government, some person we appointed in the government, who I think is a transgendered person. I think she said that anybody that doesn't support transgenderism, or however how you say it, that we're bigots. Well, we're not bigots. And the America that I grew up in, the America that I believe in, allows us to be able to disagree with people without being called a bigot, especially if we're disagreeing based on behavior. See, they've tried to make all these weird things that they want people to do. They want to make it about bigotry, but it's really about behavior. And I don't have to go along with your behavior. And I grew up in a country where we could say and speak that we disagree without being concerned that somebody would call us bigots and try to shut us up and even get to the point where they try to put us in prison. Because I'm telling you right now, I still think that the vast majority of American people out there believe that God created men and women, male and female, and that the man is a man and a woman is a woman. And I also believe that he made a man and a woman to joined together sexually, and that's the way God intended for sex to be manifested, was between a man and a woman. And I tell you, I have Bible to back it up. But like I said, through the process of time, we've gotten farther and farther away from the Bible. We have people that actually hate God, that want nothing to do with the Bible. You can see it in their behavior. You can see it in their attitude. You can see it in these people that are on the streets mad because we overturned Roe v. Wade. You know, you have a right to be pro-choice. You have that right in America, but my goodness gracious, every person alive ought to be sad when they find out that somebody aborted a baby. You shouldn't be rejoicing, and you shouldn't be gloating over the fact that you want to keep killing babies. Now, don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good, and I'm glad you got a chance to tune in to somebody that's going to tell you these things and say these things, and we have a right to say them, and we're not bigots for saying it. I'm hoping there's a few people out there that are going to say amen. Now, the book of Romans has much to say about this, and I'm going to read it. I brought over my small print Bible, and I apologize for that, but in Romans chapter 1, let me read some verses to you. And again, these are in the epistles. And then before I finish, though, I am going to make sure that I present the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I am just frustrated and flabbergasted that anybody out there that is not promoting LGBTQ LGBTQ, and anybody out there that is pro-life, and anybody out there that doesn't believe in cancel culture and doesn't believe in woke and doesn't believe in critical race theory, I am amazed that they're trying to portray us as bigots. We're not bigots. The vast majority of people that believe like I do love this country and would die for this country and would die for their fellow countrymen. And I don't know if these people would die for anybody but themselves. They're all wrapped up in themselves, and they're looking for an excuse to keep conducting their irresponsible behavior. Now look, I'm the last person in the world that's going to throw stones at anybody, because anybody that follows me around on a regular basis knows I'm not perfect. But I'm also not going to go to God and say that it's okay for me to act a certain way when I know it's not. It's not right for me to get mad on the golf course. It's not right for me to think bad about somebody without any real reason. It's not right for me to do those things. So I'm not trying to hold myself up like I don't have to deal with these things, but I'm not going to try to get somebody to agree with me and say, well, it's okay, you can be that way, you can throw your clubs, you can cuss, you can talk bad about anybody. No, you can't. Not if you want to live under Christian values and biblical truths. No, you can't. So let's read this. Romans chapter 1, first of all, let's just read verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now listen to this now. Now that's the good news. The good news is, the gospel of Jesus Christ has come, and it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes in it. You got to believe in it. You got to believe in Jesus. I'm reading the Gospel of John in my own personal time, and I read chapter 17 of John's Gospel 2 days in a row because it's so good. And I read this morning and yesterday where Jesus said, this is eternal life. This is eternal life. To know God, to know you, the only true God, there's only one true God, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. Again, that makes, oh man, you can think about all them people on The View and all them God haters, how that makes them so mad, but it's just the truth. It's just the truth. There's only one God, and there's only one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all of us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful, man? That's wonderful. He rescued us from this present evil age. So listen to what he says after that great news. Listen to this, and I want everybody to hear it. This is in the Bible. If you're following along and you got to get out of your car and leave me and go to church or go do whatever it is you went to do, dust off your Bible and open up the book of Romans chapters 1 and 2 and 3 and read them. But let me read this part of it. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Woo, man. In other words, you can't look up at the sky. You can't look at the ocean. You can't look at the mountains. You can't look at a dog. You can't look at a bird. You can't look at a horse. You can't look at another human being. You can't look at your face in the mirror and not acknowledge that there's a God. We're not accidentally made. We didn't randomly happen. We're created by a creator, the creator of the universe, God. Book of Acts says it. God who made the world and everything in it. God made the world and everything in it. Man. So it says, now, verse 21. Now watch this. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read all the way through this, because this is what we've gotten away from. See, this is what they want to get rid of. They want to get rid of the Bible because they know the Bible tells people the truth. They know the Bible identifies who God is. Listen, the Bible identifies who God is. The Bible identifies who we are, and the Bible tells us how we can get saved from what we are and how we can get back in relationship with the God who made us. That's what the Bible does. And that's why I want everybody to have access to it. Everybody ought to have access to it. Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Now, think about that, friends. See, and again, this does not make me a bigot. I don't care what anybody says. This does not make me a bigot because I disagree with the LGBTQ community. That doesn't make me a bigot. It just makes me an American that has the right to disagree with somebody when I disagree with their behavior. See, racism is when you don't like somebody simply because of the color of their skin. But I have a right to disagree with somebody's behavior, especially if it's going to start affecting my kids or somebody around me. And what they're trying to put off on our children in these schools is a disgrace to humanity. Trying to talk kids and convince kids that they're not a man, they're not a boy, they ought to be a girl, and if they're a girl, they ought to be a boy. And girls become boys, and boys become girls, and boys that become girls play on these sporting events and dominate them because men are physically stronger than women. It's an abomination, folks. I don't care what anybody says. It's an abomination. And we should not be judged or condemned and called bigots and be arrested because we disagree with that type of behavior. Now, I love everybody. And if you've made that decision to go that way, we still love you. We still love you, but we're not going to agree with you. And we're going to tell you that your life's not going to be any better. Here's what I say to people all the time. See, if you're unhappy as a girl, you'll be unhappy as a boy. And if you're unhappy as a boy, you'll be unhappy as a girl. Because the problem is not your sex. The problem is the condition of your heart. And the only way to get your heart where it functions the way God intended for it to do, and we're not talking about your blood pump. We're talking about the inner person, the man on the inside. You know you got somebody on the inside of you that's trying to talk to you about things. That's the other thing these people want. See, they're looking for validation from everybody. They want everybody to validate their behavior. Well, I'm not going to do it. I don't want people to validate my behavior. If I act stupid on the golf course, I don't want to be validated. If I talk bad about somebody, I don't want to be validated. I want people to hold me accountable. And see, that's the other problem. Nobody wants to be held accountable. Our maturity level is about third or fourth grade. Can I get an amen? And here's what we desperately need. And we need people to know what the Bible says. And we need to share the Bible with people and give them the answer that's in the Bible. See, therefore, verse 24, therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. See, everybody's made a God out of everything but God. We make gods out of people. You know, sports people, entertainers, things like that. We make gods out of them. And they're just like us. They need Jesus. They need a Savior. For this reason, look at this. For this reason, and I know these are hard things, but listen, I got to say these things. Somebody's got to be able to say them, and we ought to have the right to say them in America. America's where you're supposed to have freedom of speech. It's not freedom of speech if you don't have give the viewpoint of everybody's side on things. See, I mean, they got this January 6th thing going on, and they're not even going to give anybody an opportunity to contradict anything they present. Well, that's not fair. That's not the way the American system works. Oh man, we got to clean house, folks. November the 8th, your opportunity to clean house. Here we go. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. What is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. See, God created man and woman, male and female, created he them. And he told them to be fruitful and multiply. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Man, see why people don't want us to present the Bible? See why they don't want you to know about the Bible? They don't want you to have access to this stuff. And I don't want my kids taught things like this. My kids are out of public the school system on that level. But, man, we need to pay attention to what they're sharing. We need to pay attention to what they're teaching. Being filled. Listen to this. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. That's what's going on here. Look. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God, this is Romans chapter 1, verse 28. If you don't have a Bible, go get you one. If you're a Christian and you've gotten away from the Bible, get back into the Bible. Get back into the Word of God. Get back into these things and find out this stuff. Now, this is the part that's uncomfortable. I'm gonna close with the good news that we don't have to be in this condition, but I need to share these things with you and let you know these things are in the Bible, and this is why we're against this stuff. And we're not against this stuff to the point where we're going to be violent and burn your cities down like they do and be abusive and violent, but we're simply going to speak the truth in love. We're going to speak the truth in love. Can I get an amen? All right. Right. It says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, turned them over to their own mind, and our minds are evil. Our minds is in enmity with God. Our minds are controlled by the prince of the power of the air to do those things which are not fitting. Listen to this, verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-minded, they are whisperers, backbiters. The Lord's leading me over here for myself too. Listen, backbiters, haters of God. Man, watch on TV and you tell me which side hates God. You watch on TV and you tell me which side is manifesting these things. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. My goodness, that's what they're doing all the time. Disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. See, that's what's happened to us. We've gotten away from the things of God, and that's exactly, excuse me, I got to get my chair fixed here. We've gotten away from the things of God, and that's exactly what's happened to us, man. We've been turned over to a debased mind, and we're trying to actually tell people that it's all right to cut off your sexual parts. It's all right to have relations with the same sex. It's all right to, steal. People are just going in stores and stealing anything they want. It's all right to murder. Violence is at an all-time high. People in these big cities aren't safe anymore. People you know, people just run in and rob jewelry stores and department stores, and nobody does anything to them. They don't expect anybody to do anything to them, and you can see that they're proud and arrogant and disobedient. What's the answer for that? Well, the answer is to get your heart changed. Sadly, a lot of those people don't want their heart changed. See, they want to conduct themselves this way, and then they want us to validate it. Well, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. I'm not called to do that. I'm called to present to you what the Bible says, and to let you know that that type of behavior goes against God's morality. Listen to me on that. Now, that type of behavior goes against God's morality. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. See, Jesus came to reconcile God to man. God so loved the world, the rotten world, the world we just read about. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Listen, 2 Corinthians 5:19 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and has committed to us the message of reconciliation. See that? See that? But you gotta come to him. You got to understand that you need him. The most wonderful thing that can ever happen to any person is to recognize they need to be saved. They need salvation. That you can't make it to heaven on your own. You have to be offered the grace of God that only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. So listen to this now. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Oh man, the Lord has led me over here on purpose. And here's another thing I want to show you. You know, these words were written 2,000 years ago. Paul wrote these words 2,000 years ago. And do you know that they're every bit? I gotta move this. Do you know they're every bit as relevant today as they were 2,000 years ago? People haven't changed. Listen to me very carefully. People haven't changed, and God hasn't changed. Thank God that God hadn't changed. I wish people had changed better, but we're the same. We're in the same condition that these people back 2,000 years ago were in, and it's the same answer. Now, what's alarming to me is that I'm in a country now where I really believe I might be in the minority. I think I might be in the minority. And I spent most of my Christian life, or most of my life, I'm 63, but I spent most of my life thinking that we were primarily a Christian nation, and that's just simply not true anymore. We have Christians in it, Christians who love Jesus, who still believe in the Bible, but we have a lot of people who identify as Christians who really don't identify with the things in the Bible. And in my opinion, that means you're not really a Christian at all, because everything about Christianity came from the Bible. It came from the Word of God. Faith came by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Knowledge of Jesus came from learning the Bible. Knowledge of what your problem is came from the Bible. And if you get away from the Bible, then you get turned over to a debased mind, and then you start looking at this kind of behavior that we're seeing now, and we think that that's normal, and it's not normal. It's not normal. I can't emphasize that enough. It's not normal. And God still has people out there that are standing up and letting us know that certain things that are being done are not appropriate, and they're not things that God can support. And again, doesn't mean he doesn't love you, but it means you need to be aware of the fact that that behavior, without the grace of God imparted in your heart, will cause you great harm in this life and in the life to come. If you've just tuned in and you're like, man, who is this guy? I am Mark Browning. I'm the Bible teacher at Life in Christ Ministries. We meet on Sunday morning. I didn't say this to you. We meet on Sunday morning at 2300 Las Brisas Way, across from City Hall. We meet on Sunday morning. We have a Bible class in person most Sundays. Sometimes we take Sunday off, or we do certain things, and we'll have a Zoom service. But most Sundays we're there live and in person, and we're teaching these Bible truths. And that's the other thing, that if you what I'm teaching over here today is what I teach on Sunday mornings. But I have a group of people there with me that I can hear a few amens and a few oh me's. So anyway, you're more than welcome to come. So that's the picture of humanity without God. That's the picture of humanity without God. Let me go on over to Romans chapter 3, and let me read these verses, and we'll end up with the good news. Let's end up with the good news, can we? Romans chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 9, Romans 3, verse 9. What then? And I'm reading these verses to you. And again, if you haven't been looking at your Bible for quite a while, get one and read these passages for yourself and let the Holy Spirit talk to you. What then? Are we better than they? See, he's already made the argument that Jew and Gentile both are under sin. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks, Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Now let's get over and read the good news. Let me get all the way over here to verse 23. Here we go. Ready? For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely. Listen to this. Being justified freely by his grace. Man, get a cue card and get an index card and put that on some piece of paper where you can see it. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. See, I've kind of taken you down the Roman road. Never wrong to go down the Roman road. Thank God that there are still churches out there that maintain the integrity of the Roman road. And so if you're listening by radio or internet and the Holy Spirit's talked to you and ministered to you, let me just finish over in Romans 10 and let me give you these amazing verses. Romans 10 says, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here's the deal. Here's why I came over and did this today. Here's why I have a Bible class every Sunday at 8:30 in the morning. It's not because I want to glorify me or I want you to think that I'm a really good preacher or minister. I want everybody to know this news. I want everybody to figure out how to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want you to get God on the inside of you so you won't want to act weird sexually, and you won't want to think weird things and invent evil things and be blasphemous and that kind of stuff. I want you to get a new heart and be able to know that God's on the inside of you and that he loves you and that he gives you a new nature. And you have the capacity for good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in them. So if you listen this morning by radio internet, do this with me. And you've never done this before, just confess Jesus as Lord. Just admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you've sinned. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I got news for those of y'all that are listening that's Christians. We still sin. If we say we don't have sin, we're a liar. The truth's not in us. But in our inner part of our being as a Christian, we've been made whole. We've been made right. And so you have to just come before God and say, I've sinned. And I want to be forgiven. I want to know the peace of God that passes all understanding. I want to know that I'm in the family of God. I want to know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and that he sits at God's right hand, ever living to intercede for me. I want to know that. So just say this with me. Say, you know what? Say, dear God, say it with me. Say, dear God, I've heard the minister this morning, and I want to receive Jesus. I want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. I want to do what Romans 10:9-10 said. I want to do it. I want to confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. So say this with me. Say, I confess. Say it with me. Say, I confess that Jesus is Lord. I confess that Jesus is Lord. And then say this, and I believe that God raised him from the dead. You see, there's a lot of things I don't know. I'd say that, but see, say that with me. Say, I believe that God raised him from the dead, and I confess him as my Lord. And that by faith, by the law of faith, I acknowledge now that I am now a child of God. Now listen to me. I've been a Christian since 1978. I went through a period of backsliding for about 5 years. For 5 years, I didn't really stay connected to the Lord, but I was born again in 1978, and Christianity, to cross every T and dot every I, it's impossible. It's an impossible thing. But here's what I do know, and I have to remind myself of this all the time. I have to. I don't care how long you've been in it. You have to remind yourself of this all the time. Here's what I do know. I know that Jesus Christ lived on this earth. I know that. I know that he suffered and died for my sins, and I know that he rose from the dead for my justification. Now that I know. And the reason I know it is because somebody was kind enough to present that information to me from the Holy Bible. And because they were kind enough to present that information to me, and because it did change my life for the better, even though I've made tons of mistakes. Make no mistake about that. Even though I've made tons of mistakes, it did change my life for the better. And because these wonderful things happened for me, I want the same thing to happen for you. And God is no respecter of persons. And what he does for one, he'll do for all. Because Jesus is the atoning sacrifice, not only for my sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Can I get an amen? Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me and you listen to this radio program today and you want to let us know you prayed that prayer, you can get a hold of me. Go to our website at lifeinchristchurch.net. There's a place where you can contact me by email. There's a place I think's even got my phone number on there. I'm a local businessman here in town, Mark C. Browning, CPA. You can contact me that way. If you really and truly don't have a way to get a Bible and you would like a Bible, then we'd love to be the people. We'll get you a Bible. Now, if you really have the means to get a Bible, you ought to go buy it yourself. But if you can't, we'll put a Bible in your hand. And then I would highly recommend, if you've been touched and moved by these lessons, by what I've had to say, I'd highly recommend you go to the website, click on sermons, and listen to these things and get – acclimated to this view, get acclimated to the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the glad tidings of the good news of Jesus Christ. And then you're going to have to turn off the noise of the world. You may have to change some of your friendships. You may have to change some of your family dynamics, but it's worth it to just gain access to the knowledge of the truth, because the Lord Jesus Christ said that it's the truth that sets us free. We'll know the truth, not just truth. Man, the Bible sit in my house for a long time, but it's only the truth you know that sets you free. So tune in again next week. Make this a regular thing. Tune in again next week, and we'll share more of the Word of God with you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.